Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. Just a quick update. We're trying to do a show every day, but we're working on the other channels, and some of them are changing for what their purpose will be used for. The one with the rainbow has a header for the camp. It has to be adjusted. It's kind of blurry, but you can see it. I think it's at Lorraine Company. And then the cafe where we all go to gather and just a bit just gab. I think it's going to be Lori TLC in circle, but I'm just tweaking around with it. I don't want you to think that getting all hyped up for no reason. It's a lot of moving parts to this, and as I said before, I'm so grateful to have other people using their God-given talents and being empowered and inspired to do what they think they're supposed to do. I wasn't expecting that. I was really thinking I had to do this, and so I'm so glad. But I want you all to think about what you want to do. I have such a great circle of people I know, contacts and friends and people from past jobs and things, and I just want you to think about it. If you know someone is out of work or just been laid off or whatever might be going on, tell them about what we're trying to do, because once we have a good group of people that can refer to one another and do things to help one another, this is going to be smooth sailing. It's just the getting ready for the launch, so to speak, is the hard part. And my brother was a sailor, and I love to sail. I've been sailing with my husband. He knows how to sail. So we are using this nautical theme because of a lot of reasons, but that's part of it. I wanted to go over some other quick things. If you want to call in and ask a question, it's 516-453-9209. Let's just put it this way. I'm going to open the chat room. Well, I don't think the chat room is working because I don't have, this is the supposed to be a premium account, but it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, so it's very annoying, and that's only because I probably did not set up the studio correctly, not because of the platform. It looks like it's connecting. So if you want to come into the chat room, just asking for a password to get in, and I'd have to go dig that out. I'm drawing a blank. That's the other part of this, is that part of my being compelled to do this is, and almost like, and I guess it is like a magnificent obsession, like a movie with Rock Hudson. It's because I see myself, getting at the last part of my life, and I'm having memory issues, especially if I'm stressed out and overtired. So I wanted to kind of get this, like, okay, there it is, hand it off. And, I was playing outside with my pup, my little collie, so I looked a little bit better. He looks a little clearer. So please keep praying for him, Rembrandt. He's not that little anymore either. He's very regal. But anyway, I wanted to mention like how sometimes something will happen and it'll give you like a memory built. And one of the things was I was throwing the baton that I have for him. So I was trying to teach him to, bring things. I wanted to see if he had service dog in him, because our retriever doesn't, our daughter's retriever does not retrieve. He fetches, but he doesn't retrieve. And the sister looks at you like, what do you want? So, anyway, I was using this baton, and then I started thinking about relay races, and then I started thinking about how we have to pass the baton down to the next generation, and you know, there's no guaranteed outcomes of, you know, what the race results will be. I mean, our daughter runs marathons, but, you know, it's important that the next person who's a good person to take over the reins of, you know, gets the baton passed to them. And that was why I was very pleased to see Charlie Kirk on Tucker Carlson, because, you know, Charlie has a really big following, and he's an interesting guy, and I went to see him in person at Rise Church in San Marcos, and I met some folks from the Awaken Church there. Very, very good young people, and a lot of military people. And anyway, it just so happened that they had a big enough campus at Awaken Church to host the Five Time show that was in San Marcos, which is like northern San Diego. And that's a very good location to have it, because there's a bunch of colleges there. There's a St. Augustine Health College in San Marcos. And that brings me to talking about schools. I can't say this. You know, everyone wants to be able to say, oh, I went to Harvard or, you know, Yale or Cornell. I mean, one of my bosses had, he had a fellowship to, I think it was Harvard. And so, you know, he made bank on that. But how can I put this? He had been indoctrinated. And so when I came back to the office and was alarmed about the riot on campus from the Raza people with their Mexican flags and how it got violent, and the papers were not covering it, it really upset me. And he overheard me telling my coworker about it. And he said, I think you're a bigot, and I'm going to make sure you lose your job. And sure enough, 30 days later, I lost my job. I still was a little short of making the one-year probation. And nobody else had a one-year probation. It was just that they had started doing that because basically the colleges want to find out whether you're, you know, a leftist or a righty. And if you're a leftist, you won't have any troubles. But if you're a righty, they weed you out. And I used to go down to the warehouse and talk to the guys that worked down there who happened to be African-American. And you know, I was talking to them about how nephew at the time, this was years and years ago, was dating a girl from, I think, the Virgin Islands, and she was very beautiful, and he ended up marrying her, and they had children. And I said, my coworker thinks I'm a bigot because I said it's hard enough to be married without having differences in traditions and values and, you know, maybe different, I guess, like, if she obviously thinks that white people are bigots, like the media tells her, then, you know, why would she like his family? But she does, and she did, and they are very happy. But my point is that my coworker overheard me talking about that, and then suddenly I'm without a job because I've been labeled a bigot, which I'm far from that. So I'm just telling you that you want to be careful about who your bosses are, and obviously what you say. But that's another reason for having a home business or a side business, I call it a side hustle, or even just that what you know, you get told, hey, I'll pay your $50 consultation fee and, you know, meet up with me and we'll discuss it. Like, my husband's an engineer for his whole life in satellites and other things, and you know, he has a lot of knowledge to pass down, but, you know, abruptly, you know, he lost his job. So what I'm trying to say is that you can get you can be a consultant with what you know. I have a friend who's an event planner, so she's done lots of weddings for, you know, Muslims and, you know, other people. And, you know, she's such a great gal. And, you know, she loves doing it. And she's just a people person. And that's Jennifer. So, you know, she could actually help people and be on a, you know, a hire for the day type of thing or whatever. So, you know, don't get discouraged, because I've been there and I get discouraged a lot. And important to stay positive and stay in circle with people that are nice. And so that's partly what this is about as well. So I ask you to bear with us as we get these kinks ironed out, and, you know, some tweaking and some changes. And, you know, when you are being, when you're in a creative mode and you're, like, inspired, sometimes you just do things and you think that's the way it's supposed to be and it's not. And you go back and then you have to, oh, I have to fix that. I have to go change that. I said this. Like, for the, I said on May 21st, International Tea Appreciation Day, you know, to meet me at the TLC Cafe. Well, the TLC Cafe is at, I think, going to be at TLC In Circle now instead of Laurie and Company In Circle, because it's too long. So that's what I mean by changes. Okay, so I have some really interesting information to share in the future about movies and productions, but right now your homework assignment is to watch three movies: Soldier of Orange with Rutger Hauer, who is a Dutch actor who recently passed, and he was also in Blade, made in 2006. And even though it's a Dutch movie, you know, it has value. And so I'm not going to only talk about Dutch movies, but that's one that I think is a good one. And the other movie that's in keeping to the times that we are in right now. So the Dutch movie, I'm having trouble getting into the database for movies, but it's either Blacklist or Black Book, and I think it might be Black Book, because it's a long story, but it's made in 2006, and it's Dutch, with a looking gal on the cover, and it has subtitles, but it's still enjoyable to watch, but it's definitely R-rated. The other movie that I think is in keeping to the time you're in right now to get your kids to watch, so they can understand European history and Russian history, because we didn't get a whole lot of that when we were in school, is Dr. Zhivago with Omar Sharif, and Lara is played by Julie Christie. I have a lot of Julies in my circle as well, so that's why I pay attention to that. And I was like, oh, okay, that's a perfect movie for right now. Because it shows what happens when bad people take over and how brutal and horrific communism is. All right, so, and we know, it's showing videos and stuff that I'm not seeing anywhere else in the media. And, you know, at the same time, I feel confident to say, check with andweknow.com regularly, because we've got breaking news and information that shines a whole different light on things. Sean Penn was just on TV, you know, saying all kinds of BS, and that's because he was raised by a communist, so he thinks like a communist. And his father was very much in part of the destruction of Hollywood. So do not pay attention to that little turd's comment. But do your own research. I mean, that's my opinion, but I'm entitled to have an opinion still. I have free speech, and I have the right to bear arms. And I don't mean put my sleeves up. I mean to have a gun. So every country that falls is always countries that are disarmed. So pay attention. All right. So I'm having trouble getting into the chat, but next time I'll open it up ahead of time. I don't have to go get my password. All right. So I just put out some ads, some things I made, to show you what you can do with Canva. I get nothing out of that. I think I get some little bonus upgrades or something if I refer people. But, you know, I'm sharing it because I know it's one of the things that hung me up for the longest time was trying to find images that weren't expensive and trying to create marketing materials myself because I knew how important that was. So then you get the marketing materials and you pass them out at a show and they're gone. You put out that money and you never hear back from the person, or they don't return your calls, or you can't afford to send it out in the mail because stinking mail is so expensive. So we're going to have to start doing things in a different way. And, you know, a lot of people don't know it, but Teddy Roosevelt was a Republican. He was a Rough Rider, and he was a big conservationist. So he started thinking about the national parks and, you know, protecting them. But then the greedy people in government started thinking about buying up federal land so that they could get the resources off of them, and including what's above, below, and, you know, water. So a lot of federal land is owned by the government. This sign out from Axios that was talked about on Steve Day's show today, that as much as 21% of the population is saying that they are transgender. I mean, it used to be 0.00. Now suddenly it's up to 21%. And if that's true, that's shocking. But besides that, that shows you that what they're doing is working. The grooming and the disinformation and the, you know, making sick kids think about, you know, sexuality and, you know, well, you might have a, you know, a vagina, but you know, if you like girls, and you know, you're actually, you know, a lesbian, or you're actually, you know, want to be a boy, or, you know, whatever the mind message that they do on people. And you have to understand that these people are possessed by evil. I mean, just like in the movie The Exorcist, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with people that don't even know that they're evil. So that's alarming. But we have the power to fight this, and that's why we're banding together. So don't be afraid, okay? I have gone through so much, and I am still standing. So, you know, part of it is that you got to ask God for protection. The other part of it is that you have to believe it. And remember that movie Salem's Lot, where the vampire starts coming after the guy, he's a priest, and I think his face starts to fade or whatever, and he says, you got to believe, you know. And then, you know, gets his face back, and he, you know, pushes back on the vampire coming after him. Think of it that way. We're up against vampires and ghouls and Night of the Living Dead type of thing, okay? And we're not going to do anything violent to them, but we're just going to pray them into submission. They're going to submit to us. Okay, that's how you have to look at it. All right, so when President Trump was doing his rally, they had, you know, a huge audience on Getter watching it. And, you know, that's one thing that gives me some hope, is that people are not watching mainstream media anymore. They realize that they have an agenda, or they're being told to have to say what they do and do what they do, because they want their job. And I understand, you know, it's hard to want, like Rachel Maddow, you know, she gets 10 million plus a year. I can understand why she does what she's told. I'd like to get $10 million a year, but I can go to bed at night and sleep because I don't have any blood on my hands. She does, because she pushed a vaccine that was not a vaccine. It was a jab or an inoculation, whatever you want to call it. And it is very, very dangerous. And it's coming out and it's hitting the sports people a lot, athletes in sports, young men dropping dead, that's up 40%. You know, 10% would be alarming, and the media is not talking about it. So I say to my friend in Australia, let's go, Brandon. Okay, get the word out. I know you've got the connections. Use them, okay? It's now or never. Okay? Get on in the game. All right, so Matt Gaetz is seeking to strip the clearance for intelligence officers who called Hunter Biden's laptop Russian disinformation. So you have people who have high-ranking jobs, high-level access to information, stuff that the average person does not know a lot, okay? They keep it a lot of things secret. And you have these officials that are being paid by our tax dollars saying that Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation. No, it's not, okay? This stuff's going to be coming out like a shower, like a deluge of water. What is that called when you have a big hurricane? It's going to be coming in April. And they had better put it on so that people can see it and not do it behind the scenes. We want to see these perp walks, okay? We want to see these traitors to America and to every American citizen. We want to see them in handcuffs, okay? And that's the least you can do after what you put our country through because of your incompetence. And it is incompetence. You knew what was going on, and you didn't know how to get the word out about it. So that's incompetence, okay? You don't deserve your jobs. Get out of your job, and it's people that actually give a crap about America get in there. Ugh, don't get me started. So 104,000 Wisconsin ballots were trafficked in 2020. 20 states joined the Florida in suing over mask mandates on planes and public transportation. It's a lot happening. Special study blamed huge spending bills for high U.S. inflation. Okay, it's all happening, folks, but you're not going to know about it because the media is paid to keep you stupid. Okay, so take some responsibility for what goes into your ears and what your eyes take in. Okay, stop looking at stuff that makes you stupid and stuff that is basically not proper things to be looking at, including violence and profanity and gore and sex and nudity and voyeurism, watching people have sex on TV. I mean, what if a kid comes in and sees that? I mean, this is probably how I got very alarmed. My kids, when they were young, were being babysat by a teacher, and she had a porn channel, and it wasn't blocked, and the kids that she was taking care of were watching porn, and they're like 8, 9 years old. I mean, anyway, I'm sorry to rattle on, but I just wanted to give you a quick update. I'm trying so hard to do a brief show every day, and then I'll get some interviews, get them scheduled. And that's also slows me down because I have to talk to people and make, phone calls. And so if you know someone that would like to be interviewed, let me know. And the phone number is on blog.laurabella.com. If you sign up for the email newsletter, you can get a nice discount reward, and it also helps me not to have to do so much marketing because, promotion, I should say, because, a lot of us have been active for a long time, and some people have done really, really well, more power to them. Melissa on Freedom Force has a book called 1,000 Years of Peace, and she goes through Revelation and gives her interpretation, which may or may not be true, but it's very interesting. And she also has music for kids that you can trust is not going to be embedded with spells and curses on it. That's what they've been doing. Believe it or not, these satanic people, these satanic trust of people, the whack jobs, have been doing all kinds of stuff to try to hurt our children. And I don't know about you, but I've had enough. Okay, when I found out years ago, that's all I could do not to start shaking people. So a lot of people are going to be traveling. Some people are going to be doing like plays and things to help raise money for building youth centers and healing camps, summer camps, like what Rawhide Ranch is. But they're going to be doing it across the country, and then it's going to spread over to other nations. So you're going to have basically people who every summer go on tour to do shows. And, I know so many people in the theater background and I have a friend who whose husband works for Paramount, but I think he's retired now. But there's a lot of really good people, and there's more good people than bad. So don't get discouraged, and don't think that, you know, everybody's a pervert and everybody's, you know, Antifa. Okay, it's not the way it is. But we have to try to, you know, get people on the same page. So that's what this is about, partly. And there's a lot of other people doing the same thing. So, you know, I just point to other people because I know. But I'll be frank with you. When I was like, okay, I have to do this. I have to do a radio show. I have to do this and that. But I have to do public speaking. I realized that I didn't have my confidence because I had been without a job for so long, but also some other things were going on. And part of it was my getting older and, you know, not feeling as good about my looks anymore, my teeth and those kind of things. And so it's not vanity, it's just more self-consciousness. And so the first time I saw Melissa, I was like, that lady's got it. You know, I gotta give it to her. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to make videos. She's personable and charming and funny. And she looks at current events from a biblical point of view. She had, you know, taught herself a lot of stuff. We have very similar backgrounds. And I just, like, knew that she was supposed to do it, not me. And it was very humbling just to say, thing like, oh, it's me, I got to do this. And I was like, no, actually, it's not you, Lori, it's Melissa. So that's what I'm trying to say, is that if you see people that are doing great things, like JP, Awaken with JP, he's funny, he uses satire, and that works with a lot of people. And he has a great offer on teeth whitening systems, and I'm going to be getting those to give us prizes once we get this ball rolling. Speaking of balls, over on, that's the logo, I forget what the word is, but the way you can see what a website is, and, you know, it gives like a marking on it, like mine is a rainbow right now, and on Locals, it's a big red ball. So, you know, those got to go. God bless you. Let's roll, people. And stay tuned, more coming. It's going to be lit.